Wow, sometimes that music catches us by surprise. Dave and I are sitting here chilling, and lo and behold, we are on the air. Good morning. Welcome to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimak, along with my friend, Mr. Dave Parker. We are here. We got a great show for you today. Oh, I know that voice.
Hi, Gary.
Good morning, Dave.
Yeah, I didn't mean to step on your lines here, but yeah. How are you?
How are you? I'm cold.
Yeah, it's pretty it's a bit nippy out there. Absolutely.
16 degrees at the moment.
Oh my goodness.
And we do have a winter weather advisory that I'm going to be reading in a few minutes. But we've got a good show today. We're going to take a look at some interesting features, and we've got something developing that I want to discuss. We'll talk about that after our first break. But how's your Advent going, Dave? We're nearing the end.
Yes, we are. Advent is going well. Again, I heard you with Teresa yesterday. That was a really good segment.
Well, thank you.
And yes, to the issue of how's Advent going, trying to be measured, but trying to get done. Right. So I don't have to rush and worry next week.
That's good. That's good. And I do have one of the segments we're going to do today will address something that I think will help us for Advent. One of the problems we have sometimes during the Advent season is we get overcome by the things we have to do. We're busy. And the spiritual aspect of it, which is really what we should be focusing on, that can get lost. So I have something that I think will help with that. That'll be coming up later in the program. I do want to announce today that Johnette Benkovic was supposed to be our guest. I talked with Johnette yesterday. She is suffering from the flu right now. She's getting better, but she's got a really bad cough. So please keep her in your prayers. But also, we gave Johnette the day off. We thought it would be better to, aren't we nice here at Spirit of the Morning? But no, we talked about it, and she said, is there any way I could take a rain check because her voice was not up to par. She was coughing a lot. So I said, oh, well, Johnette, but seriously, keep her in your prayers. She is getting better, though. She will be
on with us. That wreaks havoc with radio people. Oh, we need the voice.
That's right. So that was scheduled for today, but we've got some other things planned. Let's see, Dave. I'm looking at my notes here. Got a lot of things going on. Why don't we start with prayer? I want to do today St. Augustine's Prayer to the Holy Spirit, which is a really popular prayer here at the station. We depend on the Holy Spirit a lot. The Holy Spirit was instrumental in the founding of this station, and that's why we're called Holy Spirit Radio. Mm-hmm. But this is a really good prayer. So let's pray it now. Let's listen to the words, and let's ask the Holy Spirit to work through us here at the station and work through you as well so that we can all be inspired and be led down the path that the Lord wants us to go down. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Breathe in me, O Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may all be holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my work too may be holy. Draw my heart, O Holy Spirit, that I love but what is holy. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend all that is holy. Guard me then, O Holy Spirit, that I always may be holy. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
All right, Mr. Parker, we've got some sports going on this weekend. Mm-hmm. We have the Flyers.
Yes.
Hoping to continue their streak. That's going to be Saturday at 2 p.m. They're playing Dallas.
And then Dallas or here?
I believe it's in Dallas. I'm not prepared. I'll have to check.
Sorry, Gary.
You're not supposed to ask me questions like that. It's too early.
Okay.
I do not know that. I believe they're in Dallas, but I'll have to check that. Now that you started it, Mr. Parker. Also, the Eagles are playing the Ravens on Sunday. I'll tell you, I don't know if I'll watch it. I'll try to watch it if I can. There is hope for next season with the Eagles, but this has been a rough year. I mean, let's face it. It's been a rough year. Now, Dave, I have to ask you. The Eagles they're struggling. I mean, there's no doubt. This season is shot.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still a football fan? Do you still watch football?
Oh, absolutely.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. I love football.
You just like the games?
I love the games. Wanted the Eagles to do better, but as we all did. And there's always next year.
Yeah. But I'm a football fan, too. I'll still watch it. Are you a big Super Bowl fan? Will you watch the Super Bowl?
Yeah,
You do the party thing?
Sometimes. Depends.
Okay.
Depends on what's going on in the family on that weekend and what have you. And sometimes we go over to a relative or something like that.
Okay. But I have...
How about you?
Yeah, I am. We don't do the big party thing. Actually, we're pretty pathetic when it comes to the party thing. my wife, Eileen, listens to this show. She's probably saying, what are you talking about? We do parties. We don't do parties. We watch the game, at least most of the game.
And for the Super Bowl, why do most people tune in? For the game, a lot for the game, but a lot for the those Super Bowl ads. You know, that's has become a big thing. Right?
You know what's funny? I remember, and I'm old, but I remember the. I don't remember the first Super Bowl, but I remember watching the second Super Bowl and third, in like the very early years. It was nothing like this.
Oh,
it was so much more low key.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It was basically pure football with some commercials.
Yeah.
And now, look with the. The media industry and the commercialization of it, and it went big, you know, and look how big it is.
That's right. It's really that way for all sporting events. You can't, a lot of breaks, you almost forget you're watching a game sometime. But anyway, I'm excited about the Flyers. I mean, this is pretty big, this streak. Let's see if they can keep it going. I have a feeling they will. You've got to lose sometime, but I have a feeling they're going to keep the streak going this Saturday. So we'll see. I didn't bring my lucky Flyers cap in with me today. Had it yesterday. Maybe I'll bring it back next week. We'll see about that. I want to point out, too, while I have a minute next week on the show, give you some updates as to what's coming up on the program. Tony Shelia will be joining us from North Jersey on Monday. He's going to give us some ideas about Christmas food traditions. So it's always fun when Tony can join us. Tuesday, Marty Rotella will be in the studio. He'll be performing live. We'll be playing Christmas music. My family will be here. We're going to have a little bit of a party in the studio on Tuesday. Wednesday, Kevin Lowry will be the guest. Kevin was on with us before. We're going to be talking about conversion. Thursday, your fellow Erie native, Dave, Father Larry Richards, is going to join us to really make sure that we're prepared for Christmas in the final days of Advent.
Wow.
He's going to be joining us on the 22nd
of
December.
That's a lot for Father Larry, right? I mean, it's such a busy week.
And you know, he's so good. You've met him.
Yes, I've met him.
Father Larry is doing Mass at his parish in Erie, and he's going to do the show right after the Mass. He's going to come on the program.
That is so awesome.
So he's a really good guy.
Yes.
He kids around about being so tough, and he's not good, and everybody hates him. But Father Larry is a sweetheart.
He is.
I don't like to blow his cover, but he's a really, really good guy. Friday, we're going to do a best of show. We're going to take a few days off around the holidays, so we're going to do a best of show Friday. And then the following week, December the 26th, we will do a best of show. Tuesday the 27th, Joe Wetterling will join us. Joe is the president of the Catholic Writers Guild, and I'm friends with Joe, and I thought this would be a good idea to talk about this Catholic Writers Guild. They do some really good work, and I wanted to highlight some of their activities. Wednesday, Christopher Bell, the co-founder of Good Counsel Homes, will be joining us from New York City. And Thursday, EWTN radio host John Martinoni will be here. John he's done programs for years on EWTN. He's somebody who really helped me when I was first undergoing my conversion and really getting back into my Catholic faith. John was one of the guys who helped me understand that our Catholic teaching is really rooted in Scripture. That's his specialty. He does such a good job with that. So John will be joining us on the 29th. And then on the 30th of December, we'll again do a best of show. So these are some of the highlights that are coming up for you on the program. I want to thank you also for listening, for supporting us, for getting the word out. Every day, Dave, I'm hearing from people who are saying, I love your show. Keep up the good work.
That's so nice.
Isn't that good to hear?
Oh, absolutely. It's very affirming.
You're hearing it as well.
Absolutely.
What do we have, an update?
Well, an update on the Flyers, Gare, since I posed that question to you. It's at Dallas.
Okay, that's what I thought.
It's at Dallas. All right, well, 2 p.m.
Thank you, 2 p.m. Okay. Very good. All right, let me read this while I have a minute here. This is a urgent winter weather message from the National Weather Service in Mount Holly, New Jersey. You might have heard this. It is coming. We're going to have some challenging weather overnight. And this is for the entire area, including Trenton, New Jersey, Glassboro, Camden, Cherry Hill, Moorestown, Mount Holly, Media, Philadelphia, Westchester, Kennett Square, Lansdale, Doylestown, and Gloucester, Camden. I mean, it just covers the entire area. Winter weather advisory in effect from 10 p.m. this evening until 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Saturday. The National Weather Service in Mount Holly has issued a winter weather advisory for snow, sleet, and freezing rain. It's in effect from 10 p.m. this evening until 11 a.m. Saturday. And the locations are the Interstate 95 corridor from northeastern Maryland and northern Delaware into southeastern PA and southwestern and central New Jersey. Hazard type snow, sleet, and freezing rain. Ice accumulations a few hundredths of an inch, but it doesn't take much, right?
No, not much at all, Gare.
Snow accumulations up to an inch or two. So this could be you want to be careful.
Absolutely.
This could be a problem. Timing, snow is forecast to build into the region tonight. The snow is expected to change to sleet and freezing rain early on Saturday morning, then to rain late in the morning. Impacts, snow and ice will create hazardous travel condition, temps rising from the 20s into the 30s during the advisory period. Visibility is left less than a half mile at times. So be careful out there. Typically, mm-hmm. Eileen and I go to Saturday morning mass. We're going to be careful about that.
Yes.
You don't want to be out there when you got the sleet and the freezing rain mm-hmm. going on.
Yeah. I have St. Francis Cabrini Parish's Men's Prayer Rosary Group at 7 a.m. Oh. I think I want to be there, so we'll see.
It might be okay, but it's absolutely good to just be cautious. But the good news is the temperatures will be rising somewhat, and it will be turning mm-hmm. into rain. But you don't want to get caught up in that transition period.
I mean, I was going to say, sometimes when we hear these weather advisories, if you're low on certain things like bread, milk, and eggs, Gary, I had to say that.
You know what?
Dave? I don't want to create a panic.
This happens
but
to me all the time. We need milk today.
I know. Do
you? It's legitimate. We really need milk, so the stores are going to be all sold out of them.
I know. So not to create a panic, but think ahead. We don't know. I mean, the Weather Service, said it's going to change over and stuff, but I mean, just going out in that that mess can be hazardous. So be careful.
That's right. And I'll give you an updated forecast later on, some more details about the temperatures that we will be experiencing. Let's read the gospel now. The gospel today is a short one. This comes from John chapter 5, verses 33 through 36. And we'll have this linked at spiritinthemorning.com. Jesus said to the Jews, "You sent emissaries to John, and he testified to the truth. I do not accept testimony from a human being, but I say this so that you may be saved. John was a burning and shining lamp, and for a while you were content to rejoice in his light. But I have testimony greater than John's. The works that the Father gave me to accomplish, these works that I perform, testify on my behalf that the Father has sent me." One of the important things for us to remember about Jesus is that he was a man on a mission. He was sent here to do the will of his Father. And as Christians, what are we called to do? We're called to imitate Jesus. How many times do we fail each day? I fail a lot. And this is, I don't want anybody to feel bad about things we've done in the past. It's time to move forward. That's what Advent is all about. That's what the Lord has given us this day. He's given us a new chance. You're hearing this, so you're alive. Praise the Lord for that. He's got a plan for you. We've got work to do. And during the Advent season, we want to look at the times and the ways in which our will differs from the will of our Father, right? Well, in other words, we do what we want. We sin. We do things that the Father doesn't want us to do. And ultimately, we want to imitate Jesus, who always did the will of his Father. Christ was obedient unto death, as Scripture says. He died on the cross because that's why he was here. And he certainly gives us an example to follow. And during Advent, what we want to do is look at our lives and look at the many times that we've deviated from God's will and ask for the grace to do better. And I'm going to talk about this in more detail. And I think this is going to be a tough segment coming up at 7:35 today. It's a tough segment because I'm going to look at some ways that we can improve. But I think this is something that's necessary. I like to be honest with you here. We do some light things on the program, but I want this Advent to be your best Advent ever, as well as mine, as well as Dave's. I think we all need to be aware that there are changes we have to make. So we're going to talk more about that. This gospel is a simple message. Jesus wasn't just here to have a good time. He wasn't here for comfort. Jesus was on a mission. He was sent because the Father loves us. He loves us so much that he sent his Son to live among us, to die for us, to rise from the dead, so that the gates of heaven could be open. And Jesus never strayed from the Father's will. Very, very important. That's what we want to shoot for, and I've got something to help you. When we come back from the break, I've got a kind of a fun segment, so you want to stay tuned for this one, too. We're going to get Frank Eliason in here. Got some things that I want to talk to Frank about. Right now, Spirit in the Morning time is 7:14. Don't go anywhere.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for December 16th. Today we celebrate Blessed Honoratus Kosminski. Born in 1829, as a young man, Honoratus spent a year in prison for suspicious political activity. 2 years after his release, he became a Capuchin Franciscan and was ordained 4 years after that. He dedicated his energies to preaching, giving spiritual direction, and hearing confessions, working tirelessly with the secular Franciscan order. A failed revolt against the Russian Tsar in 1864 led to the suppression of all religious orders in Poland. Continuing his ministry, Honoratus founded 26 male and female religious congregations whose members took vows but wore no religious habit and did not live in community. They operated much as secular institutes do today. In 1906, various bishops sought to reorganize these groups under their authority. For defending the independence of the groups, Honoratus was removed from their direction. Instead of retreating into bitterness and self-pity, he urged the group members to obey willingly, placing their gifts at the service of the gospel. 17 of the groups he founded still exist as religious congregations. Honoratus died in 1916 and was beatified in 1988.
The new Saint of the Day app is available now for your smartphone or tablet. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Mercy found us here. Glory in the highest, and on the earth be peace. Glory to God, the angels sing. He came to tell the Father's love, His goodness and His grace. To show the brightness of His smile, the glory of His face. So glory in the highest, and on the earth be peace. Glory to God, your children sing. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor. Burdens and to give a glorious gift. So glory in the highest, and on the earth be peace. Glory to God, the world will sing. His name shall be called Counselor.
Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, for all eternity. Oh, His name shall be. Oh, His name shall be. His name shall be.
His name shall be. That was Matt Redman. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimak, along with Dave Parker. We're joined in the studio by our Director of Operations. What an official-sounding title. Frank Eliason.
Makes it sound like a huge operation
it
here.
Is. It is. Well, working with me and Parker, keeping us on the air, that's a full-time job,
yeah,
Frank.
Is.
Right, Dave?
And then some.
Yeah.
Now, I'm here just to keep you guys in check.
That's right. Well, you know, Frank, this is interesting. We've talked about this on the show before, but you brought up the fact, and I still find this hard to believe, you've lived in this area for a long time. All your life.
My whole entire life.
Okay. You have never tried Scrapple.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it. I happen to be a Scrapple fan. Let's not go there. But now I know people. My friend Roger, who listens to the program, he can't stand the stuff. But at least he's tried it.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Parker, you're not even from the area. You have tried Scrapple.
I have tried it, yes.
So, Frank, I mean, I'll accept the fact that you haven't tried it. I can't believe it, but you haven't tried it. But you know what? I want to help you out because I'm all about the love, Frank, especially in the holiday season.
I always
season.
Feel the love from you, Gary.
That's right. Yeah. You know, and
feel the love.
I want you to experience what so many Philadelphians have experienced through the years, the joy of Scrapple.
The joy no, of Scrapple. I've had the joy of butter cake this week, yeah. So I'm good with that.
That sounds like a game, the joy of Scrapple. <The joy. laughs>
I don't know where that phrase came from, the joy of Scrapple.
It's the holiday season.
So it just so happens we did a remote broadcast earlier in the week from St. Hubert's in Northeast Philadelphia.
It was so much fun.
It was fun, wasn't it? We stopped by the dining car on Frankfort Avenue, right around the corner from St. Hubert's.
Had a great breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Wednesdays at the dining car, they are known as Scrapple Wednesdays at the car.
Oh.
See where I'm going with this, brother?
I think I get a feeling.
Guess where we are going to be broadcasting from on Wednesday?
From the studio.
No. Dave Parker, where do you think we're broadcasting from on Wednesday?
How many guesses do I get?
You get
the dining car?
The dining car. Coincidentally, we will just happen to be there for Scrapple Wednesday. Now, Frank,
well,
you know,
someone has to keep down the studio.
You know, there is not, but somebody has to also keep me and Dave on the air and make sure we don't get into trouble. So, Frank, you know, you have every right to say, I don't want to do this. But I'm just going to throw this out there because it's not going to make you any less of a man. I'm not going to think any less of you. Right, Dave? We're going to love Frank just the same.
But feel the love.
Yeah. I'll try anything.
If you are interested.
Plus, with how good the food was
hey,
in Gare, the car.
Gare, you're twisting his arm pretty bad.
We're all about breakfast here.
We love breakfast. But if you're interested in trying Scrapple on the air, we can arrange to do it on the show on Wednesday.
As long as I can make sure I leave the dining car with another butter cake.
Ooh, all right, we can arrange that.
Ultimately, I had the butter cake there the other day, brought it home. First time my kids had butter cake.
Yeah.
They didn't like it.
Really?
And I was good with that because then my wife and I got to enjoy the whole thing.
You know, sometimes that works
There's
out.
There's an old saying in that. Oh, more for me. No.
So in all seriousness, we are going to be broadcasting live from the dining car on Wednesday on Frankfort Avenue. If you are in the area of Northeast Philadelphia. The dining car is located right off of the Academy Road exit of I-95. Why don't you stop by? We're going to be there from 7 to 8 a.m. broadcasting the show live. We are going to have some special giveaways. And you're not going to give away your Scrapple. But, you know, whether or not you're a Scrapple fan, stop in, say hi. We're going to have some special giveaways. We'd like you to come in. They have excellent food there. I've been going to that place for years.
Oh, it's a really great place. It's a real traditional diner.
Mm. I love those.
You know, it is cash only, just to make sure everybody's aware. But the fact is, the food was really great.
Wasn't it? Yeah.
It was good.
It was a lot of fun. And, the staff there, they were
Service was great.
I think we made her nervous when we said, hey, can we talk to the manager?
We did. Yeah. But but they were so, yeah, Nancy, yeah, the co-owner of the dining car, was so willing to have us come in and broadcast the show. We're really grateful. And the signal is really good. 1570 comes in very strongly in that area.
Oh, I'd love to meet up with our listeners in Northeast, you know.
In the Northeast Philly area to really, Frank's mic just died, so apologize for that. In Northeast Philly, we'd like to meet up with some of you. If you want to stop on out and say hello, we will be there broadcasting live from the dining car. Scrapple Wednesday at the car. That's going to be this coming Wednesday. We will have Kevin Lowry on the phone with us as our guest, so we'll do the regular show. We'll just be doing it on location from the dining car. So I hope you'll be able to stop out. If you want to witness... See, Frank's not going to be able to hide the fact that he's trying
Frank's
to start.
I'm getting texts from my kids saying, oh, we love the butter cake.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, that's not true. They did not. But if they want to try it again, I will have some more butter cake this week.
Well,
I promise.
I was going to say, it's kind of like when I first tried Scrapple. I mean, it was okay. I'd heard about it. And then, what you know, it was the first time. So it maybe it's an acquired taste. You know.
Yeah, I the first time I tried it, I really liked it, but it is an acquired taste. My wife Eileen likes it. My daughter Elizabeth likes it. I think Mary tried it and she wasn't a fan of it, but it's hit or miss. Some people love it, some people hate it. I happen to love it. While we have, what do we have, about a minute left, Mr.
Yeah,
Parker?
Coming up on a minute and 15.
Frank, you got some schedule highlights you want to talk about while we have a couple minutes here?
The thing to know is, you know, Christmas and Christmas Eve and Christmas, there's going to be tons of special programming the entire time.
Ooh, fun.
You know, including, you know, you're going to have the
here on EWTN.
On EWTN, on WISP and WCOJ, or online at holyspiritradio.org.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're going to have the Mass from Rome, and that's at 3:30 on Christmas Eve live. So that's one of the many things.
I love that.
You know, exactly.
I love that.
You know, so all the shows, both days, are very much Christmas specials. Mm-hmm. I personally am looking forward to Mornings with Mother because I love Mother Angelica. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And she has the special, What Will You Give Christ for Christmas?
Wow.
And I'm very, you know, as we think about, you know, gifts and all that stuff at this time, you know, there's so much more than just the presents. You know, the gift of Christ. It's the gift of each other. And, you know, I think that it's such a great time. And so the programming itself, all day, both days, variety of different things, all kinds of ways to learn more about Christmas or to be a part of that special day. So you definitely want to be a part of that.
Yeah, well, thank you, Frank, for sharing that. We're going to have more information about that next week as well as we get into we're getting real close. We're counting down the days to Christmas. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to get settled, grab your coffee, relax, because I've got a very, very interesting piece coming back after the break. You don't want to miss this. Be right back.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. Russia is trying to dismiss U.S. election hacking allegations amid promises of payback from President Obama. Obama said in an interview that anytime a foreign government tries to interfere in U.S. elections, the nation must take action, and, quote, we will. There are calls from Capitol Hill Republicans and Democrats for an investigation. Russia calls it laughable nonsense. Syrians fleeing the fighting in Aleppo are getting a helping hand from Turkey. A Turkish official says aid organizations are helping evacuees to a border area held by the opposition in Syria's Idlib province. The deputy prime minister says, quote, 20 buses from Aleppo have reached the safe zone under control of the Free Syrian Army in Idlib, end quote. He says about 30 to 35 wounded people are being treated at a hospital. And Pope Francis is to visit the Fatima Shrine in Portugal next year on the centenary of the date when the three shepherd children first saw the Virgin Mary. The Portuguese president's office announced on its website yesterday that the Holy Father will be in the small farming town of Fatima on May 12th and 13th, 2017. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
Programming on Holy Spirit Radio is made possible in part by Robert Mancini, an attorney with a general practice law firm offering professional excellence and personal service. Robert Mancini can be reached at 215-348-4900. That's 215-348-4900.
Programming on Holy Spirit Radio is also made possible by the generous prayer and financial support of listeners like you.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. Singer-songwriter Laura Story named her Christmas album God With Us because she knows she has not walked through this life alone, and that has made all the difference for her. During a Christopher close-up interview, she told me, "Even in the most lonely season, God has been with me because 2,000 years ago, he saw how desperate humanity was and how in need we were of a savior." "I think about Christmas specifically," Laura continued. "Some people think they're alone, and some people spend Christmas with family and friends and still feel alone. So no matter what people are facing this holiday, I want them to remember that the Word truly did become flesh and dwelt among us so that we could feel his comfort and joy." This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
You are listening to Spirit. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
I'm so confused. I know I heard you loud and clear, so I followed through. Somehow I ended up here. I don't wanna think, I may never understand, that my broken heart is a part of your plan. When I try to pray, all I got is hurt and these four words: Thy will be done, Thy will be done, Thy will be done. I know you're good, but this don't feel good right now. And I know you think of things I could never think about. It's hard to count it all joy, distracted by the noise, just trying to make sense of all your promises. Sometimes I gotta stop, remember that you're God, and I am. Bye.
And that was Thy Will by Hillary Scott. It's 7:35 right now on Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimak along with Dave Parker, getting your day started off right. I want to mention, we have this winter weather advisory going on right now. Currently at the Philadelphia International Airport, it is 16 degrees. Today we're going to have increasing clouds with a high near 29. Tonight, snow mainly after 1 a.m., low around 25. Tomorrow, rain, snow, freezing rain, yuck, becoming all rain after 9 a.m. with a high near 46, which that's good news. So if you have to go out tomorrow, try to wait a little bit. You don't want to be out there while the freezing rain, the snow, and all the yucky stuff is going on.
Yeah, thanks, here. I wanted to add in for everyone who are pet owners and pet lovers, animal lovers, take care of those pets. We have a little dog, 15 pounds, named Jackson. And I double-layered him yesterday. Mm. The wind was brutal. Wow. But I took him out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just a reminder.
Does he like, he probably doesn't like the cold.
No, he did not stay out as long.
Yeah.
hightailed it in.
But good point, Dave. Thank you for bringing that up. I've got a little segment I want to, and we will have a link to this at spiritinthemorning.com. It's a bit of a tough segment, to be honest, but during the Advent season, what I want to try to do is stretch you a little bit. And I'm not going to keep this really somber, but this is one of the best articles that I've run across. It's 21 regrets people confess on their deathbed. Now, don't panic. Here's the deal with this. Today is Friday. Tomorrow, Saturday, a lot of parishes are doing extra confessions in preparation for Christmas. Advent's all about looking at ourselves, and we're all sinners, looking at ourselves and trying to identify the problem areas and then doing something about it. You know, we've got the chance to do something about the sinfulness in our life, and this is what we want to do. So I took a look at these. Now, you're going to be surprised when you hear these. A lot of these aren't heavy-duty, serious sins. A lot of these possibly aren't even sins. They're imperfections. These are regrets that people confess on their deathbeds. And I think one of the most powerful things that any of us can do is to take a look at our lives right now and say, if I was to meet the Lord today, if he's going to call me home today, what do I want to fix? And we need that sense of urgency in our lives. Because if we don't have it, we're just going to put it off and say, oh, yeah, well, I'm relatively young, I'm healthy, I'll make sure that I take care of these problem areas when I have time in the future. Well, today's that day. Let's look at some of these. And again, I will have this linked at spiritinthemorning.com. 21 regrets people confess on their deathbeds. Number one, for the times when I set a bad example and there were people who followed my lead. I know in my life with my children, there were times when I said and did things that I have regretted. We want to be that light for other people. And remember, these are not all necessarily sins. These could be just imperfections or positive things to work on in your life. Are you setting a good example for others, for those around you, your coworkers, your family, etc.? Number two, for my indifference in the face of someone's suffering. We want to think about this. It's 16 degrees out there right now. We've got people living on the streets. And even as Dave said, the pets. We've got maybe our pets. Are we taking care of all of God's creatures, people, pets? Mm-hmm. You know, are we indifferent to the suffering of others? Are we overindulging, which we can tend to do at the holidays, when there are people starving?
Yes.
Not just in the world, but in this country. Are we contributing to food banks, et cetera? And again, I'm not pointing fingers. I'm just throwing this out there. Just some ideas. Not necessarily you have to confess these things because they're not all sins, but maybe some positive things you can do in your life. Number three, for failing to say so many words of praise, recognition, and encouragement to those who deserve them or needed them. Mm. Dave, that's a problem sometimes.
Oh, it is.
We forget to be grateful to those around us and say, hey, you did a really good job.
Yes, thank you.
You know, so say, yeah, right.
Well, I was going to say, well, sometimes with couples, all too often it doesn't happen between couples.
Right,
so.
Very good. My wife, Eileen, made a great dinner last night. Sometimes I don't compliment her or thank her for the little things. And these are things I want to get better on. Number four, for claiming credit for my triumphs, but blaming my failure on circumstances. Mm. A lot of times we do that. Oh, if only it's not my fault that this didn't work out. I think we tend sometimes to blame others and circumstances for why things don't work out. Sometimes it's us. Mm-hmm. And I think accepting that responsibility is a good thing. For having failed to respect someone's innocence or having blocked someone's dreams. And that's the type of thing sometimes we'll criticize somebody, maybe a family member or friend will have an idea and we'll say, well, that's a dumb idea. That's never going to work. Mm-hmm. Why do you think that'll work? But yet we can have such an influence. Our words can be a positive influence on people, but they can be a negative influence as well. We want to be careful that we don't fall victim to that. That I wasted money on things that I didn't need and never used.
Mm-hmm.
Now remember, these are deathbed confessions. This was a Spanish priest that compiled this list. Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
There were people that, and you know, the we're going to hear on commercials all over the internet, billboards, all over the place, you need to buy this. If you love somebody, you're going to buy this expensive gift for them. Well, maybe we could scale down the gift a little bit and give the money to charity. Or there are so many people that have nothing,
mm-hmm.
and it's good to remember that. For the times I took too much time and not enough effort to forgive.
Oh, boy.
Right?
That's a heavy-duty one.
It
yes.
is. Yeah. I like to say that I don't hold grudges. But, Dave, I find sometimes I end up replaying offenses,
mm-hmm.
people that did things to me.
Mm-hmm.
I like to think I don't hold grudges, but I don't know how accurate that is.
Mm-hmm.
There are some people I don't think I've adequately forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
And the important thing to remember is that forgiveness is an act of the will. It's not a feeling. Your skin might crawl when you see that person who offended you, but you can say, I forgive you, and you can pray for that person.
Yes, you can.
Okay. For taking advantage of someone who loved me in order to get something for myself. Now, none of us are going to want to admit to that, but,
yeah,
you know, sometimes it's subtle, Dave.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? We don't always
part
realize.
Part of our fallen nature.
And okay. again, these are just suggestions. These are things to think about as you as you head to the last few days of Advent. If you really want this to be your best Advent ever, just think about some of these things and maybe confession. This will lead you. It's a great examination of conscience as we have this opportunity to receive the sacrament of confession. For being careful to to guide those I should have educated better before it was too late. A lot of us know people, not necessarily our children, but family members and friends, who may have strayed, who may have fallen away from the Catholic Church, who may be leading lives that aren't pleasing to God. Is there something we can say to maybe help them in a loving way? Again, that's going to be something that you're going to have to decide.
Well, Gary, like when I look at myself, I mean, there are things I know that aren't pleasing to God as well.
Yeah.
Besides others, it's me.
That's right.
It takes a lot of courage to look in.
It does. For not visiting or sharing time with people because I thought they weren't interesting, educated, or useful. It's not always fun to be with certain people. And I thank God that people are willing to take time with me because I'm not the most fun person to be with at times. For fleeing the cross so many times. And that can be, none of us love suffering, but the Lord allows certain things to come into our lives. Are we willing to say, Lord, I accept the suffering and I offer it up? Are we willing to do that?
Did you say fleeing the cross?
Fleeing the cross.
Boy, that just hit me. We're running away.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
For savoring adulation, even while knowing it was false. Now, again, not all these are going to apply, but sometimes we do like to hear praise, even when it's not warranted. But sometimes we need that criticism, and it's not easy. I don't like to be criticized. I don't like to hear that I'm not doing the right thing, but sometimes it's necessary. Dave, this one was written right for me. For complaining much more often than I give thanks.
Hmm.
It's cold out. It's hot out. Mm-hmm. I'm bored. I'm tired. I don't like the food. You know, I'm very guilty of this.
Yeah, I can be too.
For the stubborn, vulgar, or rude words that come out of my mouth. For participating in conversations, making fun of God, the faith, or the church. For wasting so much time on empty things. For wasting so much time on empty things. Time that can't be gotten back. And, you know, during the Advent season, there's nothing wrong with watching TV. There's nothing wrong with doing, I want to say, mindless activities, watching sports. I like doing that. That's fun. But if we're not spending any time in prayer, that's a problem.
Yes, it is. I agree.
And I think we all need to look at that and say, could I use this time better? And it doesn't mean you can't have fun. I like to have fun, too. But I want to always make sure, and sometimes I have to force myself to do this, that I'm spending time with the Lord each day. And that's how you're going to grow closer to Him. For the promises that I didn't keep. For the times I could have and should have prayed more, and above all, with more love. For ignoring Jesus, the solitude of Christ in the tabernacle hurts me. You know, I mean, we have Eucharistic adoration at most parishes, a lot of parishes. We all know we could spend a little time with the Lord. He's sitting there waiting for us,
yes,
Jesus.
He is. Yeah.
And a lot of us are guilty of not spending more time. I mean, just stop in for 5 minutes, say hi. It's so many things we could do. The final two, that I hurt or harmed someone in any way, now's the time to make reparation. Right? Mm-hmm. We shouldn't wait till we're on our deathbed. We have that time now to do something about it, to say I'm sorry, to pray for that person. They might not be happy. They might not accept your apology, but you can still say you're sorry. And finally, for lacking love, I should have loved God and my neighbor much more.
Wow.
Was heavy duty, wasn't it, Dave?
Very heavy. Where's our focus, folks?
Right.
On eternity or on this world?
Right. And I am going to have that linked at spiritinthemorning.com. It was a little heavy, but I thought it was perfect for Advent. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
More enjoyable than Scrapple. Spirit, Spirit, Spirit in the Morning with Gary Simak.
See a star shine, and its splendor fills up the sky. It's the same that appeared and the wise men revered when hope was born this night. Out upon the snowy fields, there's a silent peace that heals, and it echoes the grace of our Savior's embrace. Because hope was born this night. Glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Let all of the world sing the chorus of joy. Because hope was born this night. I can hear the Christmas bells ring as softly church choirs sing. It's the song used to praise the Ancient of Days when hope was born this night. There are angels in this place, and my heart resounds with the praise. And like a shepherd so scared, I'll rejoice and declare that hope was born. Was born this night.
And that was Hope Was Born This Night by Sidewalk Prophets. I'm Gary Zimak, along with Dave Parker and Frank Eliason, coming to you live from the Holy Spirit Radio Studios. Let's see, what do I want to say? Oh, yes, the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. Here I am. We're getting a little flustered here. The Be Not Afraid Bible verse today, which we do every day at 7:50, comes from Revelation 21:6. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give a gift from the spring of life-giving water. Jesus is the beginning, the end. He is everything. If we stay focused on Him, we're going to be a lot more relaxed. We're going to be a lot more peaceful, especially as we head into the Christmas season. We're in Advent right now. I think we should look at, and this is one of the things I'm trying to do, look at ourselves and say, how close am I to Jesus? And if you're not close enough, and let's face it, we're going to be traveling this road for the rest of our lives. You always want to get closer to Him. Say, Jesus, help me. I want to get closer to You. I've been praying that prayer every day for the past how many ever days we've been in Advent, and it's been working. Although there are times when I feel like I don't feel like I'm as close to Him mm-hmm. as I should be, Dave. Mm-hmm. But sometimes feelings are a little bit misleading.
Absolutely.
Doesn't mean we're not close.
It could be totally misleading.
Right.
Yes.
So I think it's just something we should all work on. He is the beginning. He's the end. He is everything. He should be the center of our life. If we do that, we're going to be a lot more peaceful. All right. I want to mention one thing. Today is December the 16th, and today begins the An Infant of Prague Novena. We're going to have information at spiritinthemorning.com. It's a novena that runs from December the 16th through the 24th, and it's there is something on the Marian, the Divine Mercy priest, the Marians, I forget, I think they're called the Marian priests in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. Mm-hmm, they mm-hmm. have the information about this infant.
Yeah, the National Shrine of Divine Mercy.
Yes, and they have the information about this infant of Prague Novena, including the prayers that you can pray. So we will have that linked at Spirit in the Morning, and that does begin today. All right, we got Frank back with us. Frank,
he's back.
That means we're in trouble, Mr. Parker.
We have to be on our good behavior. Come
we
on.
Wanted to make sure you were given a few minutes to highlight some of these other programming, the special programming that's going to be taking place.
Not even much time at all. This Sunday, though, one of the things I love about radio mm-hmm. is old-time radio.
Oh, yes.
I love old-time radio shows. Too. And, you know, any chance that there's things like that come out. So on Sunday at 10 o'clock in the morning, we'll have Dickens' A Christmas Carol that we'll be playing. And, you know, it's a dramatic representation. Makes for really just fun radio. Mm-hmm. Great way of looking back at what radio really was about.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, obviously, Christmas Carol is such a great story as it is.
Radio actors, isn't that? Remember, we don't do that much anymore.
No, yeah. I'd love to find ways to do more of that because it's just... It's such an interesting way because it's all about you have to imagine, you know, everything. You have to use the audio to really get a sense for what's going on and, you know,
imagination.
Picturing your mind. I just love it. And so I love that we're broadcasting that. So that's this Sunday at 10 o'clock in the morning, Dickens' A Christmas Carol. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes. Anything else, or is that it?
We'll have tons of different programming next weekend for Christmas. So there's a slew of that. We'll put some of that on holyspiritradio.org.
I was going to jump in. I mean, I mentioned radio acting. Well, what are we doing? No, just not just kidding, folks. I had to get Gary to laugh. Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
And Frank.
You always get us to laugh, Dave.
Just look at me, right?
Bye.
Wow.
Dave, you are a funny guy, I have to say that. But as they say, looks aren't everything. You set me up.
Where's that? The sound effects.
He's a total radio guy.
That's right. And they tell me that I have that face for radio. But by the way, Frank, we didn't get your Eagles prediction. Do you have an Eagles prediction?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to spring training. When does that start?
See, Frank's an honest guy.
Yes, he is.
Right? Frank tells it like he calls it like he sees it.
Let me add in. I mean, don't give up, guys. I mean, go out and play. I mean, you're professionals, and I mean, give the fans what they want.
Actually, you know, fact
do your best.
When we started this
you're an
season,
athlete.
We didn't expect that much. Then we had a great start, and everybody's like, "Oh, it's going to be terrific."
That's right.
You know what? What did we really want out of this season? We wanted to watch Wentz develop, and I think you know, yes, he's had some tough times, but ultimately, you need that to develop. Look at any of the greatest quarterbacks.
Absolutely.
They've had some struggles in their first few years, and I think that actually helps push them. Mm-hmm. So in some ways, I think there's good things going on, and pay attention to that. and get a chance to watch him grow as a quarterback and watch the team start to develop.
Well, he set some really good records as a rookie quarterback in, you know, just through the season, albeit it hasn't been that successful. His passing numbers are incredible.
Yeah, well, and it'll be fun to watch for years to come. So, you know, as with anything, there's some positive things you can always take out from things.
Yeah, and it's funny, though, as a lifelong Philadelphia sports fan, it's
we always
almost
need to look for the positive.
That's right. We're such positive people. But we almost relish when the team's not doing good so we can complain. I mean, Dave, you don't get it because you're from Erie. You're probably more positive there. But as Philly sports fans, we tend to, like, we it's almost our badge of honor that our teams have been so hard.
Yeah, but you know what? We're so passionate for our
and
team.
You struggle to come back.
The thing I'll tell you is I lived up in New York, obviously from Philadelphia. And what I'll say is people complain about Philadelphia and the snowballs at Santa and all these other things. Mm-hmm. But the reality is the cool part about Philadelphia is it's a true community.
Yep.
And if you go against the community, they're not going to be happy
with you.
Yeah. But they're a community. And they are that way about our sports teams our sports players. So some sports players haven't liked Philadelphia. But you know what? Because they weren't playing for the community. They might be playing for themselves and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Those that played for the community, they loved.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you can say a lot of things about the Philadelphia fans, but don't ever accuse us of not being passionate.
That's
right,
exactly.
Because we are. We're passionate. We love you. We hate you. But we're
welcome to WISP Sports in the morning.
That's right. I got time to get back to spiritual. But it's fun hanging out with you guys.
Let's keep going, guys.
But it's fun. It's great to be able to start the day with you listening to the program. It's great hanging out with my friends here, chatting sports, talking Scrapple, which, by the way, Frank, you still can get out of this. But
I'll get the timer going for Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
Illness coming on. I can't make it, guys.
Oh, no. Next Wednesday, don't forget, we're broadcasting live from the dining car on Frankfort Avenue right off the Academy Road exit of I-95. So stop by and see us. You get to see Frank try Scrapple for the first time. I want to close with a prayer. It's a little bit of a lengthier prayer. This is from an excerpt from an Advent prayer to love like Jesus. I mentioned this earlier in the week. I'm going to close with this. In the name of the Father, of Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Teach me, God, to remember this Advent season what love really means. When I declare my intention to love like Jesus, don't let me settle for a love that's safe and bordered. Don't let me love only those who look or act or think like me, only those who are deserving, only those who are lovable. I dare to ask that you teach me how to really love like Jesus. Teach me to love foolishly. Teach me to open my arms wide to others, even when it means exposing myself to discomfort or danger or death. Give me courage to love recklessly. To risk being hurt, let me prefer being betrayed as you were, rather than refusing to embrace the person who might betray me. Teach me a love that is unrestricted, unbounded, and unrelenting. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Beautiful prayer.
Wasn't that good? That was nice. I'll put a link to that also. We've got a lot of links today at spiritinthemorning.com, but check it out. And don't forget to email me, gary@holyspiritradio.org, with your thoughts about the program. I'd love to hear from you. Have a wonderful weekend. Thanks so much for tuning in. God bless you, and God willing, we'll see you on Monday.